We ask that you just sign in here. We've got cards. Please fill out to us what you like, what you love. Put it in the basket.
Residents of Tuscaloosa file into the main council chamber in City Hall. Tonight is their chance to speak out on what their town will look like following last April's tornado. Artist renderings are propped up on easels showing new versions of neighborhoods like Alberta and Rosedale, both of which were hit hard by the storm. Lib Davis lives in Alberta, and she came tonight with some big concerns.
My biggest fear was that I was going to see more high-rise buildings for residential. And that, you know, especially in Alberta, my concern is for high-density student housing.
For Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, part of his job tonight is rumor control, especially for something called the Greenway. It's a proposed sidewalk that snakes its way along the path the tornado cut through the city.
Our favorite rumor is that the Greenway is going to come right through their house, or city's going to take their property to build this road here, or they heard that we're working with this company to take this piece of property. Of course, none of those things are accurate, but that's why we have these public meetings.
The drawings for Tuscaloosa's facelift all come from a Kansas City architectural firm called BNIM, and many of the ideas were tested in a community that saw tornado devastation of its own back in 2007.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Officials in southwestern Kansas are looking for survivors of a deadly tornado that struck last night. It virtually destroyed the small farming town of Greensburg. The storm killed at least...
Well, Greensburg right now, the first thing, if you've ever been here before and you drive in, the first thing you notice is there's no trees.
That's Bob Dixon. He's mayor of Greensburg, Kansas, about a two-hour drive west of Wichita. On May 4th, 2007, an EF5 tornado wiped out 95% of his town.
It was on the ground for around a little over 20 miles. And so it was being tracked, and the sirens went off about 20 minutes before it hit town.
Our hearts are heavy for the a loss of life in Greensburg, Kansas.
President George W. Bush and Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius were among those who came to offer disaster aid. The tornado left behind little more than the streets, so Greensburg was a clean slate. Mayor Dixon says that led to a proposal from the governor.
Hey, your name's Greensburg. You have an opportunity to build back green and sustainable and utilize your name and be showcase for what a community can do post-disaster.
5 years after the storm, 10 futuristic-looking windmills, each as tall as a 35-story building, gently turn in the Kansas breeze. This wind farm generates most of the electricity used in Greensburg, including the town hospital.
We had the highest population in Greensburg that night. We had 20 patients, 10 staff members, and about 50 public members in our basement.
Hospital Administrator Mary Sweet was there the night the storm tore through in 2007.
So that night when the tornado hit, every patient, every staff member, public members were downstairs, and not one of them had a scratch on them.
5 years after the storm, Sweet's hospital is powered partly by the wind.
We also have a wind generator on site. This one actually uses all the electricity that's produced and comes straight into the hospital. We're a completely electric facility, so to produce 30% of our power on the days it's blowing is amazing. It saves a lot of money.
This is just one example of what BNIM brought to the table in Greensburg, and many of those ideas are being proposed for Tuscaloosa. The Greensburg plan called for what's referred to as sustainable construction. Examples of that are buildings that are energy efficient through the use of natural lighting and street plans that are walkable and bikeable. It's all okay now, but at first, Bob Dixon says not everybody in Greensburg took to the idea.
Quite frankly, when we first heard green, that conjured up thoughts of 1967 bell-bottom pants, tie-dyed shirt, ponytail.
Eventually, planners hit on a theme that won residents over. Greensburg considers itself a pioneer town that makes its living from farming and natural gas production. Mayor Dixon says the architects played on Greensburg's pioneer spirit.
The old saying we were taught was if you take care of the land, it takes care of you.
Most of Greensburg was leveled by the storm. However, one building dating back to 1919 survived the disaster and was incorporated into the new city design. Mayor Dixon says the plan also included what he calls the city's pride and joy.
Greensburg's always been known as the largest hand-dug well in the world, and that was our claimed fame and our heritage and our history.
And it's part of the overall plan as well. But even Dixon admits there are things that can't be rebuilt. Before becoming mayor, he was the town postmaster. That meant he knew every street and every house by rote. That's not true anymore.
Totally different. I used to know every address in town and who lived in what house and how the house faced and what it looked like. And for us, there's several of us employees of Postal Service in Greensburg here that just, we have trouble remembering now what was there.
With Tuscaloosa observing the first anniversary of last April's storm, Dixon thinks the healing process in Alabama is going to take time as well. Back in the Tuscaloosa City Council chambers, Lib Davis asked her questions about the plans to rebuild in Alberta, and she says she's feeling a bit better now.
I was anticipating seeing maybe some more five-story, high-density student housing buildings. I'm not seeing it, and I'm very pleased with that.
Greensburg's advice to Tuscaloosa is don't make snap decisions and celebrate successes as they come. One thing this little Kansas town has to look forward to is a new visitor center and gift shop for its famous hand-dug water well. Both are set to open the week after next in time for the fifth anniversary of the Greensburg tornado. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.